Yajanayad. Yajanayad. Atma Tulyani Sarvata.
Atma Tulyani Sarvata.
Eka Ekasyam Dasa Dasa.
Eka Ekasyam Dasa Dasa.
Prakritir Vibhu Bhushaya.
Prakritir Vibhu Bhushaya.
त्या प्रत्येकीमध्ये आपल्याच समान गुण असणारे 10-10 पुत्र उत्पन्न केले.
नेक्स्ट वर्स.
सर्वा भिन्नैके गुणतत्पुरम् अधिकं स्वयं विद्यं स्वपुंसा तेज आदिश. मगधराज जरासंध आणि शाल्व यांनी मथुरा नदीवरती आक्रमण केलं, परंतु जेव्हा नगर त्यांच्याद्वारे पूर्णपणे त्यांनी गेलं होतं तेव्हा भगवान श्रीकृष्णांनी आपल्या निजजनांची शक्ती प्रदर्शित करण्यासाठी त्यांचा स्वतः वध नाही केला. तात्पर्य कंसाच्या मृत्यूनंतर ज्यावेळी मथुरा नगर त्याच्यावरती काल एवं जरासंध आणि शाल्व यांच्या स्थितीने पूर्ण नगर घेऊन घेतलं त्यावेळी बाह्य दृष्टीने असं वाटतं की भगवान श्रीकृष्ण त्या शरातून पळून गेले. अशा प्रकारे त्यांचं नाव श्री रणछोड म्हणून प्रसिद्ध झाले, याचा अर्थ असा की ज्यांनी युद्धाचं मैदान सोडून पळून गेले. वस्तुत सत्य असं आहे की भगवान अशा शत्रूंना मूर्चकुंद आणि भीम हे त्यांचे भक्त आहेत त्यांच्या माध्यमाने मारू इच्छितो. कालयवन आणि मगधराज जरासंध हे क्रमशः मूर्चकुंद आणि भीम यांच्याद्वारे मारले गेले. या भक्तांनी भगवंताच्या प्रतिनिधी रूपाने कार्य केले. अशा कार्याद्वारे भगवान आपल्या भक्तांचा पराक्रम प्रदर्शित करू इच्छितात. या घटनांद्वारे भगवान हे लागू करतात की या राक्षसं मारण्यात ते असमर्थ आहेत, परंतु त्यांचे भक्त भगवंताला मारू शकतात. आपल्या भक्तांबरोबर भगवंताचा हा संबंध अतिशय सुखद असतो. वस्तुत भगवान ब्रह्माजींच्या त्यांनी प्रार्थना केल्यामुळे या संसारातील जे अवांछनीय त्यांची गरज नाहीये असे जे दुष्ट आहेत त्यांचा वध करण्यासाठी या भौतिक जगामध्ये अवतरण अवतार घेतला होता. परंतु असे जे महत्कार्य आहे त्याचा जे गौरव आहे त्याच्या अंशानं वितरित करण्यासाठी ते आपल्या भक्तांना या कार्यामध्ये नियुक्त करतात आणि त्याचं श्रेय आपल्या भक्तांना देतात. स्वयं भगवान श्री कृष्ण यांनी कुरुक्षेत्रावरील युद्ध आयोजित करून आपल्या भक्ताला म्हणजे अर्जुनाला त्या विजयाचं श्रेय दिलं. निमित्त मात्र भव्य सवि साची आणि त्याचवेळी अर्जुन त्याला पण युद्धा म्हणून त्यांनी काम करण्याचा एक संधी दिली आणि अर्जुनच कुरुक्षेत्रात असे युद्धाचे नायक बनले. आपल्या दिव्य योजनांना पूर्ण करण्याकरता भगवंत जे काही पाहिजे करतात, परंतु ते सर्व आपल्या अंतरंग भक्तांद्वारे करतात. आपल्या भक्तांवर कृपा करण्याचा भगवंताचा हा एकमेव मार्ग आहे.
According to his transcendental features, the Lord begot in each and every one of them 10 offspring which exactly his own qualities. Kalyavana, the king of Magadha, and Shalva attacked the city of Mathura. But when the city was encircled by their soldiers, the Lord refrained from killing them personally, just to show the power of his own men.
शक्ती प्रदर्शित करण्याकरता स्वतः त्यांना मारला.
Uddhava was the dearmost friend and associate of Lord Krishna in Dwaraka Dham. In these verses, Uddhava, in the ecstasy of separation from Lord Krishna, is remembering the beautiful pastimes of Dwarka to Vidura. In text 9, he is chanting the glories of that beautiful pastime of Krishna, who rescued 16,100 queens from the great demon Narakasura. Narakasura was actually the son of Krishna. When Lord Varahadev appeared on the request of Lord Brahma and the demigods, he lifted the earth with his tusks. By his inconceivable potency, through this process, he impregnated the Mother Earth, Bhumi, with a child. This child was endowed with all good qualities. And was raised in very auspicious surroundings. But by the misuse of his free will, he became very friendly associate with Banasura. When you associate with demons, you become demon. Our birth is not very important. In India today, due to the perversion of the real understanding of the Varnashram system, people put so much importance on one's birth. People categorize others on the basis of their birth. But actually, more important than our birth is the association we keep after we're born. Because that will determine what type of qualities we develop in our life. After all, Ravana was a Brahmin. But we don't call him to our house to perform puja. If he comes to your house, the puja he will perform will be drinking your blood. Because of evil association. Similarly, It is actually explained in the scriptures. In Kali Yuga, Rakshasas, ghosts, and demons take birth in Brahmin families. Just to create havoc in the faith of the innocent people. This doesn't mean that all Brahmins are Rakshasas and demons and ghosts. But sometimes they are. And similarly, Aho Bhatasvapachotogariyam Yajivagrena, there is a verse in Bhagavatam which describes that even if you are born in a family of Chandalas, if you associate with devotees and chant the holy names, you are considered the best of the Brahmins and you are empowered to make disciples all over the world. So when Krishna wants to teach us a lesson, he teaches us in the most amazing, wonderful, and unmistakable way. Krishna wanted to teach us that caste by birth is not authorized, but according to the activities and the qualities which we manifest through our association, that is all important. And this disciplic succession of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the very beginning has ferociously fought against the perverted mistake of caste by birth. Therefore, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made his principal preacher Srila Haridas Thakur. This Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is the holy name of the Lord. And he made Haridas Thakur the Nama Acharya, the Acharya of the Yuga Dharma, the savior of all humanity. And he was born in a family that was considered untouchable by Vedic society, Hindu society. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally embraced him whenever he would see him. And when Haridas Thakur was ready to leave his body, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally was there to dance with his dead body, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, who was born in the highest class of Brahmin families, personally performed the funeral rites for Haridas Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur was born of Kayasta in Bengal. They are considered Shudras. But Jiva Goswami proclaimed him to be Narottam Das Thakur Mahashoy, the highest title for a Brahmin and a Vaishnava. And empowered Narottam Das Thakur to initiate even the most learned, prestigious Brahmins of the day. Ganga Narayan and Ramchandra Kaviraj, they were very, very, very highly learned Brahmins, but they were the surrendered disciples of Sri Narottam Thakur. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he was preaching so much against caste by birth and the caste Goswamis, when he was in Navadvip, the caste Goswamis actually made a plot to kill him. Day off, one policeman approached Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and said, these caste Goswamis, these caste Brahmins, they do not like you. They offered me 20,000 rupee bribe to murder you. Usually I always take these bribes. But because you are a great sadhu, I will not take this bribe, but I will warn you, please be careful. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur went to Vrindavan, the caste Brahmins and caste Goswamis, they threw stones at him and his Brajmandal Parikram party. The reason was simply that he was initiating people who were from lower castes. But he had all the Vedic shastras and all the previous acharyas to support that it is that a person's categorization is based on the association he keeps and the qualities he develops through that association. And here we find Lord Sri Krishna himself giving the most powerful example of this truth. Bhoma, the son of Bhumi, was directly the son of Krishna. But because he associated with materialistic person, Bhana, he became a materialistic rascal and a demon. We see how this works. Here is the most exalted person. When he associates with low people, he becomes low.
Yati,
to, Srila Prabhupada went to the West, and the lowest, most sinful people, below untouchable outcasts, they associated with Prabhupada, and by that association, they became pure Vaishnavas, the most qualified Brahmins on earth. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami explains that the most important of all the principles is association of devotees. This is the most precious gift that Krishna has given us. How to associate with devotees is the most important factor of your life. Even if you have very, very strict sadhana, if you are not properly associating with devotees, it will have minimal effect in purifying your heart. Because you may be chanting 64 rounds every day, you may be strictly following the four regulative principles, you may be doing so many very, very strict pujas and other sorts of studies, learning slokas, but the first most important aspect of sadhana is proper association of devotees. Associating with devotees means serving devotees. It means becoming intimate friends with devotees. Rupa Goswami explains the six loving exchanges. Revealing one's mind in confidence and hearing another do so. Giving gifts and receiving gifts. Giving prasad, receiving prasad. These are all expressions of friendliness and love. If we hurt the hearts and the minds of devotees, this will be the greatest stumbling block in our spiritual progress. We should be very kind to Vaishnavas. We should help them in every possible way. If they are in a position higher than us, we should help them by carrying out their instructions and assisting them in their spiritual activities. By hearing from them submissively. If they are on equal level with us as far as the etiquette, we should befriend them, encourage them, and work with them in every way. We should be enlightening one another by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and serving Gurudev together. And if a devotee is younger than us and much newer than us, then out of great compassion, we should never criticize them, but we should try to always uplift them, encourage them, and inspire them to be better devotees. We should make them so happy that they have chosen to become Krishna conscious. We should make them so feel so welcome to come to the temple, and so they should feel so appreciated for any little service they're willing to do. So this type of association will make our lives very dear to Krishna. And most of all, we should come together to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. We should come together to participate in the beautiful Sankirtan of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
We should chant together and dance together. And then after the pravachan and the kirtan of the holy name, we should joyfully honor prasad together. This is the most beautiful, wonderful life that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. But if we associate, even if we are the children of the best devotees, even if we are disciple of very good guru, if we associate with materialistic people, we will lose all of our good qualities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked how to become a Vaishnava. He gave a very simple reply. If you associate with Vaishnavas, you become a Vaishnav. If you associate with materialistic people, you become a materialistic person. And Srila Prabhupada explained that this whole mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is just to give people in general the opportunity to associate with devotees and make their lives perfect. So Narakasura, whose name was then Bhoma associated with a demon named Bana. And therefore he rejected all the wonderful training that his mother and father gave him, and he became a demon. And he went from Bhoma, the son of Krishna, to Bhoma Asura. He became so hellish in his way of life that he was also named Narakasura. And what he would do is he would go out and he would conquer various kings. And he would kill so many. but all the beautiful young princesses he would kidnap. And he kept them in his palace. But Krishna, who happened to be the father of Boma, wanted to show the world what he thinks of a son who acts like a demon. So, he attacked the kingdom of Bhomasura. Krishna book describes very, very great detail what type of battle took place. Haribo. Belgaum Technology Kijai. This Belgaum technology is very good. It helps us always to remember that this material world is a miserable place. We should just depend on Krishna and go back to Godhead. But still, you should not purposely give us these realizations. So Krishna fought with Boma, and with his own hands he killed his son. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took the form of Varahadev in the house of Murari Gupta, he exclaimed that even if my own son associates with demons and offends Vaishnavas, I will kill him with no mercy at all. So this is a very good lesson. Krishna will kill his own son if he offends Vaishnavas. So we should not offend Vaishnavas. We should be kind to Vaishnavas. We should encourage Vaishnavas. And we should always be their servant. After killing, there were 16,000 princesses. And they were doing puja in order to get Krishna as husband. So Krishna saved them and released them from their imprisonment. And they all looked upon him with eyes of love. Not the kind of love that ladies put on men in this world. Or men put on women. That is called kama. But they actually had pure hearts. By remembering Krishna, their hearts were completely pure and they had divine spiritual love, free of any material selfish desire. They wanted to surrender to Krishna and dedicate their entire lives to serving him as their wife, as his wife. So Krishna, who is so merciful, he agreed to marry all 16,000. And there was wonderful wedding ceremony. Krishna can do anything. But Shukadev Goswami explains that if a man had 16,108 wives total, he already had others, it would seem that they would be very lonely waiting for their husband to come to give them association. But Krishna, who is unlimited, expanded himself in 16,108 forms and built 16,108 beautiful palaces in Dwarka and lived with all of his wives simultaneously. And each palace was more beautiful and majestic than the palace of Indra, the king of heaven. And then Krishna begot in each one of his 16,108 wives 10 children. And every single one of the offspring exactly resembled Krishna in his transcendental features and qualities. And then Krishna, being a good father, got each of his, how much is it? 16,100. All of his 1,60,000 children married. And each one of those 1,60,000 had 10 children. And each one resembled Krishna exactly in qualities and characteristics. So, how many?
16 lakhs.
Grandchildren. Plus children?
16 plus 1, 17.6.
Plus wives? No. Anyways, Krishna had a very nice family. And they all lived together in Dwarka. And each one had so many servants. And Uddhava, he lived amidst this wonderful, wonderful spiritual environment, where there were so many hundreds and thousands, millions of Krishna's descendants who all were just like Krishna. But then Uddhava goes on to explain that in this material world, even such a wonderful place as that, still demons were attacking. Describes the attack of Shalva. And while Krishna was living in Mathura, the attack of Kalyavana and Jarasandha.
Kalyavana आणि जरासंध यांनी हल्ला केला.
And especially this beautiful story is being told how Krishna ran away from these demons. To those of less intelligence, he appeared like he was afraid to fight them. Therefore, his name is Ramchor, which means one who runs away from battle. Why would Krishna run away from battle? Many nice reasons. One is to show his supreme opulence of renunciation of Vairagya. How Krishna doesn't care what anyone says about him. You know, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, for Kshatriyas who have been honored, dishonor is worse than death. When Krishna was living in Vrindavan, he was in the role of the son of Nanda and Yashoda, so he was a Vaishya. But in Mathura and Dwarka, he was the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, therefore he was Kshatriya. So for a Kshatriya to leave the battlefield is the worst thing he could do. It is total dishonor. And for a Kshatriya to have an equal opponent in battle and to run away and to be dishonored is millions of times worse than death. But Krishna was fighting with Kaliyavana and also Jarasandha on two different occasions, and he went away, he left the battlefield on both occasions. And both of them were chastising Krishna as being a coward, afraid to fight them. So in this way, Krishna actually manifested his divine opulence of renunciation. But he had a higher purpose. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanaradhaya sambhavani jage jage. Belgium technology. Krishna came to this earth to destroy the demons. And Krishna is glorified for this purpose. But Krishna likes his devotees to be glorified. Krishna wanted to give his devotees the credit for what he was supposed to do. In fact, ultimately, whatever strength and power a devotee has comes from Krishna. Krishna does it, but he gives credit to someone else. That is the quality of a great soul. If you do something wonderful, if you want to be dear to Krishna, give the credit to someone else. If you do something wonderful and take the credit,
સંસારે દૂસરે કરતા સ્વાતંત્ર પણ આપણને.
And whatever blame is on ourselves, we want to blame someone else. Our own spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he never took any credit for anything. He gave all the credit to his spiritual master. But very often, he gave all the credit to his disciples. When the movement was spreading so wonderfully all over the world, and people would say, Prabhupada, you are doing so wonderful, he said, it is all the power and grace of my spiritual master. Or sometimes he would say, it is all because of the sincere efforts of all of you, talking to his disciples. Prabhupada would love to give the credit to his disciples. But he would never take it himself. He would glorify his disciples for doing so much incredible seva. And when the disciples would say, Prabhupada, it is all by your mercy. He said, no, it is by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. So this is the qualification of a great soul, and this is the qualification that even Krishna manifests. Why it goes so fast? Radhe Gokula Nanda Ki. Is somebody doing that the whole time, or it's automatic? Somebody's doing it. What's that? Rupa Goswami says enthusiasm and patience. So. That is the quality of surrender. To be a pujari here, you have to be very surrendered. Great patience. So what were we talking? Krishna. Krishna wanted to give all credit to his devotees. He wanted to accept the role of a coward, of Ramshur, so that his devotees would get credit for being the great killers of the demons. Kalivana was a very, very terrible demon. And when he attacked with his armies, Krishna just walked right by him. He came out to Kalivana, thought Krishna was coming to fight. So he had all his weapons, he was ready to fight. Ah, Krishna's coming. And then Krishna walked by. Kalyavan, where is he going? I'm here. I challenge you to battle. Krishna just kept walking. Kalyavan started chasing after him. He was running as fast as he could.
And Krishna just was walking nicely. But still, he could not catch up to Krishna. So Krishna entered into a cave in a mountain. Krishna climbed a mountain. And then he entered a cave. And Kaliyavana entered the cave. And the cave was very dark. And he saw this form laying in the cave sleeping. So he was thinking, what nonsense this Krishna. I challenge him to a fight and he goes to sleep. So with his foot, with great force, he kicked that form that he thought was Krishna. But it was not Krishna. It was the great devotee Muchakunda. And Muchakunda, when he got woken up, he was very angry. Because he was very happy sleeping. You know how sometimes you become angry when someone wakes you up? Well, he was even more angry. Because this Muchakunda, he was a great king. And one time the demigods and the demons were having a war, and the demigods asked Muchakunda, "Can you help us to fight?" So he fought for thousands and thousands of years without sleeping. And with his help, the demigods conquered the demons. So the demigods, headed by Kartikeya, the commander-in-chief, said, "We will give you any benediction you like for helping us." And you know, when you're tired, nothing else seems to matter except getting some rest. Just like I see some of you during my class. You appear like Muchakunda. Just praying, let me rest. So Muchakunda said, "I want the benediction to sleep as long as I like without anyone disturbing me." And if anyone does disturb me, give me the power to burn them to ashes with my glands. So Krishna knew that he was there. So Krishna led Kaliyavana to that cave and induced Kaliyavana to think that Muchakunda was him and kick him. And Muchakunda looked at Kaliyavana with such anger for waking him up that he burned the demon to ashes with his glance. In this way, Krishna wanted to give his devotee credit for killing the demons. As far as the king of Magadha, Jarasandha, he was the father of the wives of Kamsa. They had nice marriages within the castes of Rakshasas. So Jarasandha could see
that Kamsa was a suitable rakshasa, a very good demon. So he gave his two daughters to him in marriage. But then Krishna killed Kamsa in the wrestling arena in Mathura, and the two wives, they went back to Jarasandha and said, Krishna is a demon. By all unfair means, he killed our husband, and now our hearts are broken when we are lonely widows. So Jarasandha decided to destroy Krishna. So he sent so many armies. In fact, he came at the same time as Kaliyavana with so many hundreds and thousands of soldiers. Actually, in this particular battle, Krishna just ran away from Jarasandha. And Balaram was also with him. And Jarasandha chased after him with all his military. And Krishna and Balaram just walked away. And they climbed in a big mountain. And Jarasandha was just saying, you are a coward, what kind of person are you, what kshatriya, I am challenging you to fight, why you run away from me? And they could not find Krishna in the mountain. So they surrounded the mountain, all sides with his armies. So that Krishna could not escape. Then they lit the whole mountain on fire. And that mountain was a very high mountain. It was 80 miles high. So Krishna and Balaram, when the mountain was flaming on fire, from the top of the mountain they jumped down. And without being seen by anyone, they went to Dwarka. Meanwhile, Jarasandha thought that Krishna and Balaram were burned to death, and he was exclaiming that I have killed them. But later he found out that they were alive in Dwarka. So 17 times Jarasandha mobilized forces and attacked Dwarka to get Krishna. And each and every time Krishna destroyed all his armies and then let him go free. Because Jarasandha was a terrible demon. But ultimately, Krishna wanted his devotee to kill him. And that devotee was Bhima. Bhima, Krishna, and Arjuna dressed up as Brahmins. And they went to the king of Magadha to beg alms. And Jarasandha, he said, I can see you, because you are coming as Brahmins, because Jarasandha got his powers by serving Brahmins. Even though he was a demon. Very scientific. So he looked at them, he says, I can see that you are not Brahmins, you are Kshatriyas.
Mm-hmm.
but still, whatever alms you beg, I will give you. So, they said, we want to fight with you. So, it was decided that he would fight with Bhima. And they had very big fight. And so many days went by, and neither of them could kill the other. Then Krishna explained how Jarasandha was born to Bhima. He was born in two halves. And because a child with two halves is quite useless, he was thrown in the jungle. And a lady named Jara, by her power, she put the two halves together and made him alive. So, if you... the seam in which he was put together is his weakness. If you take him one side and pull the other side, you will tear him in half. So by Krishna's direction, Bhima tore Jarasandha in half and killed him. Similarly, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna told Arjuna that I have already killed everyone. Whatever I desire will happen. But I want you to get the credit and the glory. In this way, Lord Sri Krishna wants to show the nature of the love he has for his devotees. And therefore, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, in this Kali Yuga there are only two religious principles. Service to the Vaishnavas and the loud chanting of the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Vitai Gaur Pramanandi.
Thank you very much. I think that there's... should we have questions now or after prasad? Is to go see means questions and answers? Should we have questions now or after? After prasad.